Cross your fingers.
Go somewhere
like
else.
The rest of us.
That's right. Okay, so we have a another question since we're talking about power and stuff. We have an emailed question from Michael from Santa Monica, California, and he wants us to talk about all things 12 volts. We brought this up on the show before, so we're trying to get to this. He wants to talk about 12 volt battery systems, battery types, inverters, sine wave inverters, pure sine wave inverters, and 12 volts and 110 volts and deep charge batteries and small generators, solar panels. Well, he wants to cover it all.
This sounds like a whole show.
This is, yeah. That's what we'll try and do that before Rob's battery dies. So let's probably start with the 120 volt stuff. That's probably the easiest to get through that one.
We just finished with the 10,000 volt stuff.
That's right. Heard of maybe even 100,000.
Possibly.
Yeah. So, I think we should probably talk about current stuff and as far as standards wiring, and if there's something vintage that needs to be brought up, Colin, you could probably throw that in on what we need to look for
in terms of AC current.
Yeah, let's talk about the AC. Let's talk about the converters and AC.
Well, I guess, first of all, depending on the era of your trailer, the wiring in the walls may or may not have a ground in it. That's probably the first issue. Things certainly still function. The world still turns and always did, but I think it's a little bit safer if it's got the grounds built in. Back in the early days, they didn't have converters, which change 120 volts AC into 12 volts DC, actually basically about 13.8 volts DC, but if you're getting really specific. So those get added. I don't know. They had some very crude univolt type things, although we'll probably get all the univolt lovers calling us in saying they love them. Think they're the greatest things on earth, but they're really not good for your batteries. They're definitely not good for AGM batteries or absorbed glass mat. What I know of in terms of the wet cell batteries, they tend to boil out the electrolyte because they're overcharging them at times when they really shouldn't be. So, I may, strange it may seem, I like the modern technology, especially when it comes to all this sort of stuff, to keep things up to date and safe and efficient. Yes, AGM batteries cost a lot more, but you can stick them inside your trailer. You don't have to worry about the off-gassing, etc. Again, depending on the era, get rid of the univolt, even if it works. More than likely, you want to probably get rid of the wet cell batteries, although they still put those in the new trailers, but I think it has more to do with cost-saving measure for the purchase price of the trailer than anything else. Yeah. I've had a set in my trailer that were used, and I've had them in there 5 or 6 years now, and they haven't given me any problems whatsoever, whereas wet cell batteries, you'd be hard-pressed to get that out of them. And the ones I got, I think they're 2 years old when I got them, and they had been abused. So, again, technology.
Yep. Yeah, basically on a RV you have, now this is going to be a more modern one, back in if you got a 40s or a late 40s or 40s trailer, you're not going to have all this stuff, but you have a 110 volt system and you have a 12 volt system, and the 110 volts uses, like Colin was talking about, the converter to charge the onboard battery to power up all your lights and your water pumps if you have one and stuff like that. So
if you're lucky, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, my 58 Sovereign had only 110, and the only 12 volt in the trailer was powered by the umbilical cord to the tow vehicle, and I think it was just the lights overhead, correct, Colin? I had 12 volt 10, but no other 12-volt period in the trailer.
Rob, are you charging up the battery on your computer with a bicycle?